is going on, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 360, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host, what else do you call
somebody? I don't know. I just realized we both have gray shirts on, though. Compadre.
You copy me.
Yep.
What else? You're like my sidekick.
Yeah, you surprised me, though. You usually start off with "What is up, guys?" and you said something a little different this one.
Did I?
And it threw me way off. Yeah,
I don't even know what I said. That's the crazy part. I feel like this week
you said something like "What's going on, guys?"
That I don't know what's going on. I think that's the problem. Is that this just week is just flying by? So yeah, but we are here. We are here to talk tech. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm wearing an Apple shirt, though.
I see that.
Yeah, my Apple shirt. Even though I own two Apple products. I have an iPhone and I do have an iPad. So yeah, those are the only two Apple products. We have Old Man in the chat, in our live chat. If you guys are in the live chat, definitely say what's up. We've been missing him the past couple of weeks. We talked about him last week. We mentioned him.
He
hasn't been on, hasn't been here for the live stream. So it's good to see you here in the live stream. For everybody that is here in the live stream, and if you are listening later, we do have a full show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. So you can go ahead and click through and see everything about all of the different articles and news and everything that's going on this week. You can follow through, or if you do hear something on the podcast and you're like, I want to know more, I want to check out the full review, we have all the links in our show notes page, which is linked in the description of this video, as well as should be in, like I said, all these different podcasting apps now. There's like a million, but if you're on iTunes, Google, or Spotify, I assume those are the three big ones, it should be linked in there as well. So yeah, let's start out with reviews. And I had so much fun reviewing this product because it was just a beast of a system. It is the MSI Meg Trident X2. And you hear MSI makes graphics cards, motherboards, power supplies. But if you didn't know, they make fully fledged pre-built PCs. And just like Old Man who's in the chat, he bought a pre-built PC. And they're always a good choice, I think, for a couple of reasons. One is that if you don't know how to build a PC, building a PC for the first time, it can be a pain. Also, especially when Old Man bought his, which was during like the GPU shortage, like finding the right parts might be hard. You're not sure what you're doing. You can easily break something. So, a pre-built PC is never a bad idea, I think. So we took a look at this one from MSI, and it's actually the one that they sent us is like their highest spec'd out one.
This thing's a beast of components for sure.
Yeah, it's a beast of components. So we have a Core i9-13900KF, RTX 4090, 64 gigabytes of DDR5, Gen 4 NVMe SSD, as well as just a normal hard drive. 1,000-watt power supply. The motherboard's a Z790 motherboard. Did I miss anything? What else is in here? It's liquid cooled as well. I mean,
it's got a custom case.
Yeah, it's got a custom chassis, which I'll show you guys. And that's the one thing I like about it is that you do see a lot of pre-builds. Like even if you go to Best Buy, they're like the tower looks like a normal tower, or it's built in like a normal tower. It's built in an NZXT. It's built in a Corsair case. It's built in a Thermaltake case, right? MSI has their own custom chassis for this, which it definitely doesn't look like a normal case by any means.
It's one of those cases every now and then we say they look like an art piece or something. That's kind of how this is. It's like almost abstract art type case.
Yeah, it's one thing that I would say is one downside of this is that you can see that this gloss finish, you can see me taking a picture of it. It is a fingerprint magnet. They actually give you a cloth that comes with this.
Oh, that's good.
So you can keep it clean, but it is definitely a fingerprint magnet. But it's a very cool looking case. It does have RGB lighting on it and everything like that. Before we get into the internals, we'll show you what it looks like all lit up. So it lights up nicely with RGB lighting. There's also a 4.5 inch touchscreen on it, which is super, super cool. So this touchscreen, actually, you can display an image there. Like, so I just had one of their pre-made images, but you can also display GIFs. You can display video files as well. So it will loop a video file, which is pretty cool. So like if you're buying these, like say like you're a gaming team, you can have your gaming logo there, or like you have, you know, you have a funny GIF you can just put there as well. Didn't you have some funny GIF on your, when you reviewed one of those NZXT?
I forget what I put on there. Yeah, I had like, I had the both the Kraken and the Corsair units with the screens. And yeah, I put all sorts of stuff on there at one point.
Yeah, so you can kind of customize this how you want, but it's a touch screen and there's a bunch of different shortcuts and different things. So like the shortcuts will actually like launch applications. The, you know, you can adjust the volume from the system. The user scenario sets to like, there's like an overclock, there's a gaming mode, there's a silent mode. If you're playing media, you can switch music up. You can control the RGB lighting. There's, you know, and then there's hardware monitoring, which this is kind of what it looks like. It will show temperatures. It will show fan speeds. It will show frequencies. It will show all of that. And again, you can pick what it actually displays too. So if you only want temperature of the CPU and the GPU and that's it, like you can display that. Like it's very intuitive in the software. Here's part of it. Like you can see, you know, what you want it to display, the different designs. It can show the weather based on your location, like a ton of different stuff this thing can do. And it's actually useful. That's one of the things, like you see these displays and you're like, okay, I can put a logo there, but like, you know, is it all that useful? This one, like, again, I can just, you know, press it and I can like launch Cyberpunk, or I can, you know, launch another game or something really easily. You can do a lot of stuff with it, which I really liked. But like I said, it does, like I said, light up pretty nicely with this RGB lighting. Mm-hmm. Only one lighting zone, like there's not different lighting zones, but of course with, because this MSI product, you control it all with MSI's Mystic Light. And it looks, like I said, it looks quite good. Now I went ahead and opened this up. Maybe some of you guys who buy this won't ever open it up, but I decided let me see what's inside. Like I want to see inside this thing. So you can easily open this up and it doesn't void the warranty, which is nice. You know, so you can see how everything is designed. And the big thing obviously that sticks out here is this is an inverse layout as we have the graphics card up here at the top. There's this big section in the middle here, which is actually a 280 millimeter radiator. And then at the bottom, we have our normal hard drive and our power supply. Like I said, the power supply is a 1,000-watt power supply. And then the hard drive, they actually provide extra trays to go in here. So if you wanted to add another hard drive, you can easily do that. At the top, we have our RTX 4090. And that is their Ventus 3X model. And they have this sort of like duct right here.
I like this feature a lot.
At the top. So basically what that does is that brings in cool air to cool this GPU off. And it also makes it so it, you know, there's no, like these fans, no hot air is going to get into those fans. It'll only be cool air coming from the outside of your system, which is really nice. They call it their silent storm cooling. You know, and one thing to mention about the graphics card and the power supply is the power supply is a brand new ATX 3.0. So it has that new 12 or 16 pin connection that goes straight into the graphics card. So you don't have to worry about adapters or anything like that with this. Even though it's a pre-built, that's just one less thing to really worry about. Like, oh, these adapt, did they put in the adapter on the right way? Like, is it going to burn? Is my GPU going to burn up? You don't have to worry about that. It's ATX 3.0. So you have that there. Like I said, at the bottom, you have your hard drive. And then you can actually remove four screws. And the radiator and fans and stuff kind of pull down here, which makes it easy. So if you have the system for a very long time, you're probably going to want to clean it out. So this makes it easy so you can, you know, get some canned air, clean everything out. But it also allows you to get into the internals of the system. So you technically could remove this and change out the CPU. I don't know why you would, but if you needed to remove the CPU, you can. You can obviously clean this fan here. You can see our two things of DDR5. So if you wanted to add more DDR5, you could do that to this system as well. And there is the open M.2 slot here too. So you could add more M.2 storage if you want. So, you know, being a pre-built, it is nice that you can do some upgrades yourself, right?
Now, is this a standard MSI motherboard, like one of their off-the-shelf models? It's, or is this one not, that's just kind of spec'd for this build?
It is an MSI motherboard. It's not, it's probably based on one of their micro ATX models, but it's not like it. You can actually go into the BIOS in this thing like you would a normal MSI motherboard. It's the ClickBIOS 5. And under model, it just says Trident X2, right?
Okay.
It doesn't say like a motherboard name or anything like that. Well, and that.
Like the thing I like is, you know, they've saved you money on, since there's no Windows on this, if you look at like the IO shielding, we're used to having these big shrouds over all of our IO now and some, you know, additional heat sinks around the CPU on all the MOSFETs and everything. You know, it's just interesting to see an MSI motherboard, you know, in one of their gaming PCs without that. But I think it makes sense because, you know, you're helping your customer save money there.
Yeah, and like a fan hub up front as well? No RGB lighting or anything like that. I believe this is possibly a fan hub, or this is like a hub that kind of controls that display at the front. Because that display has to somehow interact with the motherboard at some juncture. Not sure how. I didn't really go into detail on how all that goes, but yeah, like it's just nice that you can, one, clean the system if you need to clean the system, two, that you can upgrade certain components, and the ones that you would probably update the most would be your memory and would be adding another hard drive. I think those are probably the most common upgrades that you can make, so that's definitely nice that you have that. I ran a ton of benchmarks. You know, and you, again, this is a 13900KF and an RTX 4090. So it is the cream of the crop when it comes to consumer hardware. That's the top end Intel processor. That's the top graphics card out right now. So you can go through and check everything out and see all the, you know, everything. As far as gaming goes, we did a ton of gaming tests as well. I tested 7 titles, all on the highest stuff. And like, you can see the FPS that we're getting, you know, at 1080p on the high end, we're getting 261 FPS at 1080p with, again, everything maxed out. On the lower end, I think Metro Exodus is 136 FPS. And again, this is without like DLSS 3, of course, which RTX 4090 supports. So we're, you know, we're doing real good here. 1440p, again, at the high end, we had like 251. At the low end, we're again at like 133. And then at 4K, again, we're, you know, at the high end, 182. At the low end, 83. So again, this is going to be that 4K gaming PC. You're going to play all titles over 60 FPS at 4K. And again, that's without DLSS 3. All the newer titles support DLSS in some form. Again, like Cyberpunk, you can turn on DLSS 3, you can do a lot of cool stuff. So I think this is a total 4K gaming machine. But on top of that, with that 13900KF and the RTX 4090, it's also going to be a great PC for content creation if you're using this as a gaming and streaming PC. I mean, there's so many different applications for this. I really liked it. I thought it's a good looking PC. It's built well. It, you know, that RTX 4090 does get decently loud, as pretty much all art, unless it's a liquid cooled model, all RTX 4090s get loud because they're huge, you know. At least all the ones that I've reviewed, they do get loud when you're playing games. That's just how it is. But like I said, I think it's a cool, unique looking chassis. The display on the front is actually useful, in my opinion, and it looks pretty cool. And I think the only downside to this, the one that I talked about, is it is a fingerprint magnet. Like, if you move this thing around, you're going to have fingerprints all over it. And then secondly, is the price. This is not a cheap PC by any means at all. The one that it's really hard to find this online. Like, it's back ordered a lot. I think a lot of people are buying this, but I found it on B&H. And this one is the same spec as ours, $4,699. And this one's back ordered. And I think they had like three when I wrote the review, which was a couple days ago. or I mean, it posted on, what was that, Monday? Or no, posted yesterday. So yesterday, there were three, and they have just been ordered.
Oh, so good for B&H, I guess.
Yeah, so they've been ordering these. So that is expensive. And just to give you an idea, I similarly, like I spec'd on, just on Amazon, I did spec a pretty much the same system with like the Ventus 4090. And, you know, even with like, I made sure I paid for Windows 11 and did all, you know, did everything. It came to about $3,677.
It's about $1,000.
Yeah, so that is premium. A hefty premium. I do think, again, this is not your typical pre-built. I do have to say that because, again, it's in its own kind of custom chassis. You do get the screen here, you know, and again, it's built for you. I don't know if I would necessarily justify that $1,000 premium, right?
Yeah, that's pretty high. But you know, they got to get their R&D money back.
Yeah, like I said, I like this PC. If you buy this, you're going to be happy. And the thing is too, is that sure, we're still on the very early stages of 13th gen when it comes to Intel, the RTX 40 series graphics cards, right? So we're on the very early end. So if you do buy this, it's not like it's going to be outdated anytime soon, right? It's still going to be a system that's going to last you a very, very long time. And I know like the model, or at least the unit that they sent us, didn't come with a keyboard and mouse, but all the ones you buy online do come with a supposed gaming keyboard and mouse. I don't know,
who knows?
It's probably not a crazy, it's not going to be like, you know, one of these, right? It's gonna
MSI makes some peripherals too, don't they?
Yeah, but I maybe can't,
it's just like one of their entry level, or
yeah, it's probably entry level. But at the end of the day, I like it. I think it's crazy powerful, and the fact that, again, it is in this very much enclosed system, and it, like, you know, playing games, running all of our benchmarks, we didn't run into any overheating issues or anything like that either. So yeah, like I said, I like it. So check out the review if you're interested. There are some models on Amazon, and they do have models that have like a 13 or the like an i7 and a 4070 Ti. And then there's a model that's an i7, I believe, and a 4080 as well. And I believe those both have 32 gigabytes of DDR5. So there are a few different models floating around that you can find. But this thing has been selling out a lot. So a lot of people do like this one. And then, you know, it's like I said, it's the last three models that were available on B&H were sold out. So yeah, pretty cool system. And it was, I hadn't done a full system in a while, I think, as far as.
Yeah, I can't even think of the last one you did. We've done some laptops, but not full size systems.
Yeah, old man in the chat said he's ordered hard drives from B&H and they're a good seller. Yeah, I bought a lot of camera gear from them, actually. They have B&H is like
a big selection.
Yeah, they're a camera store, but they have a lot of like other tech items, and they're always really good. They also have like a no tax, some no tax, like they'll pay back the sales tax or something if you order. I don't know. They have a lot of cool stuff. They're a really good store. Like I said, I mainly use them for camera stuff, but I've heard, I have all, everything that I've ordered from them, no issues at all. So
cool.
Yeah. If you're, like I said, if you're looking for something and it's not on like, say like Newegg or Amazon, I would definitely try B&H. Cause like I said, I have nothing, but have you ever ordered anything from them?
Not personally. At my previous job, though, we used them every now and then to buy like AV gear and stuff. Yeah,
nice. Well, Ryan took a look at a keyboard this week.
I did.
And he does have it with him.
I do. I was gonna let's see what it looks like.
Okay, you can share the screen.
There we go. I gotta remember how to do computers. But yes, I do. I do have it as well. Here we can. Oh no,
that's me. They can see me instead. Do you want me to run the podcast? Because I don't think
you can run it. That's fine.
Yeah,
go for
it.
There you go. Pull back. There we go. So we have the Black Speech version keyboard. from Drop. So it's that Lord of the Rings pairing again. Bob looked at the Elvish version of this. Was it last year?
Yeah, I think it was last year, yeah.
Okay. And so they had the Elvish and Dwarvish initially, and now they have the Black Speech version as well. This is based on their Inter keyboard layout. So this is a TKL, a 10 keyless layout with a nice black aluminum case, super heavy duty. It's very hefty keyboard. It does have a plastic top plate to it, but I don't think that like detracts from the build at all or anything like that. It still looks nice. The color matching is really nice between the anodized aluminum case and the top. Nice PBT keycaps with the Black Speech writing on them, which we'll get to in a minute, and just some cool artwork as well, which I really liked. So I enjoy the packaging. I'm kind of a maps guy, so I like seeing like the map of Middle Earth and everything on there. And they do include some additional accessories, which you can see here. They've got a couple red keycaps that you can swap out. I've swapped all of my keycaps out for the red versions, and I think it just adds a nice pop of color, and I'll kind of show you the differences between them here after a bit. They also include a keycap puller and a USB cable. It's just a regular rubber cable. I really wish they would have at least given like a braided cable just to add this, you know,
especially considering this is like a pretty big
almost
partnership.
Usually a $200 cable or keyboard, it's right around $170 right now. But yeah, that's a big partnership, right? And you want to go all out for this, which I think
like,
they did.
Don't you think so, like with those extra keycaps, like a red cable, like a red coiled cable would look so nice.
Red or like a double colored where it's like red on the inside with black mesh on the outside, yeah. You know, like we've seen on some types of things. I think that would have looked really good. That's all right. You can swap it out for your own cable. It's a USB Type-C connection there. So here's a look of it with the standard keycaps on it. So it's just kind of like this lighter gray for most of your standard keys. And then the outer ring utilizes a darker gray. And thankfully, all of these keycaps also have English legends on them as well. But I did find that I'm actually a better typist than I thought I was.
Okay.
I typed the whole review with it. I, you know, have used it on and off throughout the time I've had it. And I actually found that I really wasn't looking down much at all. So I felt pretty good. Not that I've learned Black Speech by any means, but.
It was so hard to. So when you're looking at a keyboard, right, you mm-hmm. at least when I had mine, because mine had like the Elvish language on it,
yep.
or whatever. And it took a while to train my brain to look at the small legend instead of the large legend on the keyboard. Because you don't, you know, we review tech products and it's like, okay, this one feels a little bit different, but it's like,
the legend is always really in the same spot.
Yeah. I completely had to retrain my brain. It was so weird, but go ahead.
And this another thing you may have to retrain your brain on is the keycap profile. So this does not use your standard like SA profile. It's MT3, and I'll just kind of show you from the side here. You can definitely tell that these are a much taller keycap than what most people are probably used to with a standard gaming keyboard or mechanical keyboard, and even like a lot of custom mechanical keyboards will not use this keycap unless they've really chosen to put them on there. So that does take a little bit to get used to, and I'll show you a comparison of those switches or the keycap sizes in just a minute. But it does have feet on it. You can raise up the level up and down just a little bit, and there's that Type-C connection I was talking about earlier. The bottom just has a nice Drop and Lord of the Rings logo there, rubber feet at the front to keep it in place, and some soft touch plastic feet to help with that as well. Let's see here. Yeah, we've got Drop's own Holy Panda X switches. These are a tactile switch, but they are not as clicky as like a Cherry MX Blue. So they have that distinctive, you know, like feel of actuation, but they're not that loud clicky sound that you would get from a Blue. I really enjoyed typing on these. They sound good.
Yeah,
they have a nice distinctive feel to like, you know, when you have hit the key and couldn't lift up, and it's really nice. And here's a good shot of also the custom artwork that's on that top cap. We've got the Eye of Sauron here in the tower. So I think that was pretty sweet. These are illuminated switches, but they are only illuminated in white. So there's no RGB lighting with this. There's also no software to control the lighting or the keyboard itself. So you can't really do much customization with this. You can utilize some like function and other key combinations in order to adjust some things, like the lighting brightness and, you know, run some built-in macros to the keyboard, but that is it. And these switches are also not removable. So what you see is what you get. These are the ones that come with it. So just keep that in mind if this is something you're interested in, that these are the switches that come with it and are the only ones available, unless you really want, probably want to like do some unsoldering and voiding your warranty and experimentation, right?
I think at that point you just buy a new case.
Yeah, at that point you just yes, do that up front. Here's one of the just keycaps I pulled off. I think that was the escape key, if I'm not mistaken, which I swapped out with the Eye of Sauron red keycap. But they have a nice textured feel to the top. It's not super grippy or anything, but it's definitely a textured feel compared to the sides of the keycaps, which I found to be nice. But this is like I don't want to say much smaller. It is smaller than the standard SA keycap, and your fingertips fit into them just a little bit. And one thing I was appreciative of is, you know, like if you look down at your keyboard, the F and the J either have like a little dot or a nub or some way so that you can help find your home row, right? Go back to typing class and like, all right, everybody start on the home row. And it just helps you get your place, right? The F and the J on this keyboard, the indentations are just slightly more than the other keys. So you can tell, it's not like overly obvious, but you can tell when you've got your fingers in the right spot, which I think is nice. And that's just a function of the MT3 profile. That's not like specific to this keyboard, but it's something that's been there with that. And here's an example of like keycap height and profile between an SA and an MT3. So some pretty big differences there between the two.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's just a shot. These are single shot keycaps as well. There is no legend to show that white lighting through the switches. So that's another thing. When you've got it in the dark or low light, you're only going to get the glow from underneath and around the switches. And I'll show that here in a minute. But yeah, nice sturdy PVT keycaps as well. And here's it lit up with a little bit of extra light. I did have like one LED here. I don't know if this switch was manufactured just a little different, but it seemed like there was just a bright spot right here, just slightly brighter than everything else. Didn't really detract from the keyboard, but it was just kind of like, I don't know, just something I noticed with that. But I really like how this keyboard looks with the red
keycap. Yeah, that really makes it kind of pop out.
I'm not usually someone that does that. Like a lot of gaming keyboards will have like WASD red keycaps or something like that. I don't ever switch them out, but I think this keyboard looks better with these red keycaps swapped out.
Nice.
Yeah, another shot of that Eye of Sauron there, and my backwards left and right arrow keys that I put on wrong. We had someone on social media, they're like, are those left and right arrows backwards? Yes they were. Yeah. So I've got a sound file there so you can listen to some typing there, as well as a pinging noise. And you can't really, it's tough to make out in the recording, even though I had the microphone right in front of it during the typing. But this body and design just has a little bit of a metallic ping when typing, and it's there almost constantly when you're typing, unfortunately.
Yeah, I noticed that as well when I did the Elvish one. It's because there's not as like a lot of these, especially a lot of the custom keyboards have like sound dampening built in or something along those lines. And that the bottom casing is aluminum. So you're hitting that switch down and it's pinging off of that casing. That's kind of the main, that's one kind thing of I why did, that's happening.
I did notice also is if I had the feet up and it was propped up at an angle, it was a little bit louder than if I flattened it out and had the keyboard closer to my desk mat. It got a little bit quieter and dampened, but just something to keep in mind. There's a definite metallic pinging sound with this keyboard. And yeah, there's that eye keycap I swapped out. I think, again, looks great. I love the looks of this. It was fun. I was a little worried about typing on this when I first got it, because I put my hands on it and was like, oh boy, this is going to be rough. Yeah. But like I said, I typed this whole review and, you know, I gamed with it a little bit. I wasn't a fan of the Switch type. I'm not a big tactile Switch person for gaming. So it's not my preference for that. And the keycap profile just isn't my favorite for gaming by far. But I was able to game just fine. Like, it would work if you got used to it, I'm sure, right? If I spent more time playing with this, you'd probably get pretty used to it. But as far as typing goes, I actually enjoyed typing it after I got used to it, which was a surprise to me. Nice. So, yeah, I gave it an 8 out of 10. Solid build quality. Really, the only downsides are, like, no software, so you're not going to be customizing this a lot. It's a very niche market, right? Like, you're targeting that Lord of the Rings custom keyboard enthusiast market. So you've got a pretty small market for this. But if you are one of those people, hey, this might be for you. We got that pinging sound, single LED color. But hey, we get PVT keycaps. It looks great. You get some custom keycaps as well. Nice switches. 8 out of 10. And it is currently 169 right now over on Drop's website, which is down from the normal 199.
And I think, too, this is only the third... This is their third Lord of the Rings keyboard. So correct. There's only three Lord of the Rings. I mean, you might be able to buy custom keycaps, right? But like,
yeah, they do sell the keycaps separate as well.
Yeah. But like, what I mean is, like, I'm sure maybe somebody is selling
some other race.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is selling some type of custom keycap, Lord of the Rings style custom keycaps. But this is actually like a true partnership between the right. IP and Drop. Like I said, the back of that, especially on mine too, because the back of mine is green, like that Drop logo with the Lord of the Rings. I mean, it looks pretty awesome. And again, like I said, there's only three
focus
currently. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. I don't think I'm going to use it. I think I'm just going to have it like outside this room in our family room. I have some new shelving with, I've put, started
you know, putting like old VHS tapes. You have some shelves behind you.
They're full. But this goes more thematic with that room out there, right? I've got like some 80s and 90s VHS tapes that are like the classics, you know, like Back to the Future trilogy and all that stuff. So this is going to go out in that area as like a movie type piece to go along with all the other like multimedia stuff out there. Yeah.
Well, like I said, check that review out. It was good. Like I said, I was kind of wondering how you would like that keycap profile, because it is different. But yeah, check out Ryan's review. We'll move on from there to Case Mod Friday. And this week we have a build from LD Tech. It is a Lee and Lee 011 dynamic build. And I feel like it's been a little bit since we featured one of those. I feel like, you know, and this one's really cool. I wanted your take on it, Ryan, because it is all clear coolant, clear tubing.
This is my PC, right? I have a black case. I have the Inwin 925 with water liquid cooling with clear tubing, clear liquid, and RGB lighting on it. So this reminds me a lot of mine. This one is a little fancier, but no, I do like this. This is a nice aesthetic. I think the clear tubing and clear liquid allows you to like really customize the look when you want, right? They've kind of changed up that color scheme there to go just like a little bit of purple, blue, and green. I think that looks great. So you can like thematically set this system up however you want at any point in time during the year, right? You want to have it Halloween colored. Oh, sorry, you chose red coolant, right? So that's not going to look great with it, or something like that. So you can do all sorts of stuff with just like the clear colors, which I really like.
It's just so cool too, because like you can really see the coolant moving around too with the clear coolant. So it's just like, and it makes it kind of feel more alive to me, I feel.
And you can tell that this was like recently filled, because it does have all those micro bubbles in it, because every now and then I'll look over and I don't have a flow meter or anything. They've got at least one flow meter there.
There's
that you can see.
Couple, there's these two in the, these are flow meters, right? Or like they showed the flow.
Yeah, those are motion. Yeah, yep, exactly. Yeah. So with mine, it's like, well, All the bubbles are out, so I think it's moving, right?
Yeah, you don't know.
Because I've got a big enough reservoir.
It starts like overheating. You're like, ah.
Yeah, I've got a big enough res that the top of the waters moves just a little, but it's full enough and far enough away from where the water is coming in that you can't see any movement. So,
yeah. Well, check this one out. This cool. Like this one's from, like I said, from LD Tech. It looks like, wait, what was the front block? Yeah, so it looks like this is all bits power, because this is bits power, the flow meter is bits power. So I assume all the cooling is bits power stuff. I didn't see the block. Yeah, bits power block too. So yeah, check this one out. Super, super cool in my opinion. I like this one quite a lot. So we'll move on from there. And we do have a new contest, guys. We have these right here, which I have right here, which we reviewed a little while back, the Kingston Data Traveler Max. We're giving away both of these. So these are 1 terabyte versions. We have a type C and a type A right here. And these are awesome little flash drives. I actually like you know, you talk about products like, oh yeah, I use it. No, like they're like actually sitting here. Like I use them all the time because I transfer from like our test system to here and moving things back and forth, like having super, super fast speed. So we reviewed these a while back and, like 1,000 megabytes a second.
They're fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Super, super fast. And like, they're so small. I mean, like you throw this in your pocket, you can put it onto a key ring or keychain or lanyard at work, like super, super fast. So we're giving away, like I said, one of each, and they're both the 1 terabytes. So you can definitely make use of this. It's not like a 32 gig flash drive, you know, where you can put just a little bit of stuff. Now this is like full on, what the heck? My computer was acting funny. You can put like a, you know, full on whatever you want. I mean, it's a terabyte. So super easy to enter. We do all of our contests through Gleam. Just a bunch of different ways you can enter. You do have to subscribe to our email newsletter. And like if you, this has happened in the past. When we select our winner, we do check if you're subscribed to the email newsletter. So make sure you subscribe. You know what I mean? It, like you can get it to go past this subscribe thing, but if you're not subscribed, it invalidates your entry, your winning entry. Luckily with the laptop we gave away, that person was successfully subscribed. So they're going to get I'm sending them out the laptop this week that we gave away. But like I said, get your entry in. Like I said, super easy. And like I said, these are just like a lot of stuff we give away. Like, oh, is somebody actually going to use like an air cooler or you know, something we give away? Right. But like, I think everybody can
find a use for that.
Yeah, everybody can make a use of this. Even if it's just from moving like files from home to work, you'd rather move it on this than that, like I said, that 32 gig USB 2.0 drive your work gives you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So definitely get your entry in. All the details. If you are on the website and you're like, oh, where's the contest? There's a thing up here that just says contests and it's the first one and boom, you're in there and you can get your entry in super, super easy. So get your entry in and we will move on to news. And, you know, ASUS has had their ProArt line of stuff. Mm-hmm. It started with monitors, I believe. And then we got ASUS ProArt motherboards. And ProArt was like, it started with their monitors because they wanted accurate color for people who were doing digital work. So if you were, you know, editing like a professional photo editor or video editor, or even if you were doing like modeling, you wanted like a color accurate monitor, you wanted that. And then, then they were like, well, these people also want to build some nice systems. So they made ProArt kind of themed motherboards. Now we have ProArt graphics cards. So they have RTX 4080 and RTX 4070 Ti graphics cards. It's interesting that they don't have a 4090 in this ProArt because you would think, especially video editors, would want a 4090.
Right. Businesses will pay, right, to have that highest end card. Right. Yeah. You know, you can get that expensed out or you know, convince your boss that you need the highest end. So yeah, it's kind of surprising there's not a 90.
Maybe it's because like even for like a 4080, these are like pretty much
big.
Well, yeah, but it is a 2-slot card, Whereas like a lot of 4080 models are still like three into four slot. Maybe that's why they didn't do the 4090, because it would probably have to be four slot. The whole idea with these is like, they're not all flashy. There's no RGB lighting, and they're like smaller and compact, right? To fit in, like it's not going in a gaming PC or anything like that. You know, in the back says the Pro Art, you know. But yeah, it's good to see this product line kind of continue out for people who, again, want like the quality of like an Asus graphics card, but they don't need the RGB lighting. They don't need all the extra stuff. You know what I mean? They just want something that's simple and works. But like I said, I think this is still going to look pretty good in your system too, especially if you have like a matching Pro Art motherboard from Asus as well. So it's good to see the product line continue. I don't know if you have any other thoughts
on these. I think it looks good.
Yeah, these look good. So I don't, I'd still want to.
Professional looking.
As much as I would like want one of these, I think for my RGBness that's going on in my system over here, I think I'd still want a gaming card for me. So yeah, we'll move on to that, to the RTX 4060 Ti. And it's just, it seems, and we talked about this, that NVIDIA is just saying like, screw like normal releases that we do. Maybe it's just because like they kind of, when we talked about it with the 4080 12 gig, that was then the 4070 Ti, but it looks like we are going to get a 4060 Ti before a 4060, which again is weird. Expected price to be $450. It's $150 lower than a 4070.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big gap between the Ti and the like the 60 Ti and the 70. That's a
what we saw from the 4070, the 4070 Ti. Same thing. Big gap. $200 gap.
I guess it leaves room for a super.
You know, I like super. Like, I like the whole super moniker. They even made the Founders Edition cards look different than the normal ones. They had that cool writing. I'd like the supers to come back, honestly. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm 2070 super in here. So, I mean, that's the only thing that kind of bugs me about this is that price gap between them. But you've got to differentiate, right? Also, is that that's going to be most likely the... not that they'll do a Founders Edition for a 4060 Ti. Obviously, that image there doesn't necessarily represent what it's going to be. But that's probably going to be the MSRP, right? Maybe they'll do something like they did with the 4070 where, hey, you know, AIB partners need to release a card at $450, you know, and have a certain quantity of those. But you can also, you know, bump up in price, obviously, with custom cooling and designs.
Yeah, I mean... we keep on saying like which one is the card, like which one is going to be the card to get. It just seems like everybody just continually disappointed in what it's going to be. AD106, which is the same thing that's in the 4070, old man putting it's expected, we don't know yet, it is expected.
Well, that's the 4070 laptop GPU, right?
Yes, but I know that's a regular 4070 as well, I believe. I'll go to my 4070 review, I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, the 4070 is 8104.
Yeah.
So, interesting. So we're not, like I said, all of this, we don't know, we haven't been... briefed on it. Even if I wasn't able to say, I would say no, that's not it, but no, we haven't been briefed on this card. But I just find it so interesting that we have, you know, we don't have a 4090 Ti yet, we don't have a 4080 Ti, but we're going to get a 4070 Ti and a 4060 Ti. You know, it just doesn't, it's, I just don't
know. Yeah, it's all messed up. There's no new normal, right? The new normal is chaos, is what it feels like.
Yeah,
they had a plan and then it got thrown out the window because of the whole 4080 16 gig 12 gig fiasco, right? And they're just like, we got to keep releasing cards, this isn't our plan, just what's available, what can we do, and ship it.
Yeah, it seems like that's it. And again, like what happens a year from now, right? Like what are the refreshes going to be called?
Right.
Because you can't call the there's going to have to be a card in between the 4070 and 4060 Ti. That's $150 in between.
Right. They've got, and knowing NVIDIA, they will fill it up with something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, what fills in the spot there? And what are you going to call it? I really, like I said, I hope Supers come back. That's, I don't know.
But if you put a Super in there, I mean, the Super was, or we only had one generation of Supers, right?
Yeah.
Were they intended to be, they were higher than the TIs, weren't they?
I don't remember, honestly.
I feel like there were maybe some refinements to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just like, why can't we have like a standard that's always the standard, right? We kind of had it for like a couple of years, and then it was just like, because like we went from the Supers, and then like those were, like you said, a 1 year thing, and now it's just, it's all jumbled. And like you said, it's just because they want to keep on throwing cards out there, I guess. They kind of have to do that. So talking about something again that's completely weird is that MSI.
I just want to say one thing. Yeah, the Ti was still actually better than the Super.
Okay.
So you can't like go throwing the Super in above the Ti, the 4060 Ti. And
then
the
what 4070. Is it? What is it going to be like? A 4070 SE.
The net,
right? Because like the iPhone
power naming things.
Yeah, like the iPhone SE is like the cheaper model, right? So right, like, yep. What are you going to do? Like a 4070 SE with?
We're gonna have like the EX, the LX, and the
yeah.
We're selling cars now.
Yeah. So I mean, talking about that, this is even funny too. So MSI kind of
didn't so really weird. Announce it.
They announced a GeForce RTX 3060 Ti Super 3X. And no, there was no RTX 3060 Ti Super, but NVIDIA.
Well, it's just a Ti. They're NVIDIA just calling it the Super release, 3X.
Yeah, but NVIDIA did release a SKU of a 3060 with faster GDDR6 memory last year. And MSI is putting out this card now. And the thing that's interesting is that if you know anything about MSI, this is a Supreme card, right? Like, I have one. Like, hold on.
Let me go grab it. Yeah. Like,
this is that card, right? This is their highest end SKU card, you know?
Looks very similar.
But I think the only reason that they put this cooler on here, which again is, it's the same cooler from their 3070 Supreme, is that they just had them extra. It seems like
they're like, we got a bunch of these coolers left around.
It says Supreme on it.
Well, and so, it's in a different color than the
So they that just
photoshopped on there.
I don't know.
Oh,
They just basically made this Super 3X. I don't know. I guess they just had an extra ones laying around. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, for somebody who might want to get this card, this cooler and the lighting system is the best that MSI offers. So, I mean, it's good for them that you're not paying for necessarily a Supreme level card, but you're getting the same cooling and RGB lighting, right?
Yeah.
So I just see, because I saw the card and I was like, wait, it's not a Supreme card. It's weird. So in any case, that was kind of funny. Also, something interesting with graphics cards is Palit, and we talked about this before, is they have a website that has like the 3D model. What do you call those? Like 3D model files? Is that what you call it?
Render, yeah.
Yeah, like a 3D model. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a 3D model file for the shrouds for their graphics cards. And you can take it, you can modify it, but it will fit that graphics card. And the guys over at Italian Extreme Modding, they kind of took this to the next level with a build they were doing, a Spider-Man themed build. And they, let's go here on Twitter. Like, they made this super custom 3D printed shroud for this RTX 4070 gaming pro graphics card from Palit, you know, and they printed it out, and I mean, it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, and that's really cool. Like, I love stuff like this where it's like, okay, you know, here's the file. You can do whatever you want. And even if like you're not even doing like a something custom like this, but you're like, I want my name on it, or I want, you know, my logo on it. Or like we play Apex Legends. Like I just want to make the Apex logo on here. And you have the file, you know, it's going to fit the graphics card, right? Because like you don't, you can't, I mean, I guess you could kind of print something for like any of these other graphics cards, but you don't know if it's going to fit correctly or work correctly. With this, everything fits and works and goes together on the card, which I think is, it's a super cool program.
That reminds me of like my Crosshair Hero for my my 1800X, my X, what is that, 370 motherboard, the original Ryzen. It had, they included some files that you could print to like do some 3D stuff, and they had mounting points on the motherboard
for these three files.
And then they, remember that ballistics kit from Crucial? They had where you could remove the light bar and put your own custom 3D printed pieces. Yeah. And I actually printed one of the light bar add-ons with some clear filament. I didn't have the memory to put it in, but I just tested it out. So it's not, you know, brand new, but it's not something we've really seen much of,
especially
outside of custom, I
think graphics cards is definitely a way to do it, just because like, I mean, if you look at your system, like look over at your system, what do you see? Your graphics card, like, you know what I mean?
Mine's a little different, but yeah.
But like you know, custom front plates and back plates that you are like, you know, it's going to fit type of thing, where like you get the, you know, it's from the manufacturer. You don't have to like, it's not off some janky website or whatever. So
You can plug in coordinates or like measurements for like where the mounting holes need to be.
Clearances. This is it's palette.com/maker, and this is the website. And it, again, 3D files for both of the, it's their gaming pro card and their dual card, and you can just make your own custom ones. So that's pretty cool, I thought. And I hope we see more of that. I'm not a big 3D printing person, but to have the availability to do it, I think is great. And you, like I said, you can see some of the awesome stuff that has been done. I think it's super, super cool. So check that out if you are interested. Also, I mean, we did talk about it last week. We did have our reviews of the RTX 4070s. With that, prices of Radeon RX 6950 XT and 6800 have been dropped significantly. So the 6950 XT was 610 with some discounts and things like that, which at one point was their top of the end card. And again, that's a 16 gig card. And then the 6800 XT was dropped even more, 540. And then with a discount, I think it even went down even more. Or no, it's 540. Yeah, it's just 540. But still, you know, these other AMD cards are dropping. And we did talk about it a little bit last week. Is like, maybe you want to go the AMD route, more VRAM, you know, type of thing.
There's almost that trade-off between like the extra VRAM and the power that it's going to consume, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're trying to be as competitive as possible. And I think hopefully it's working for them, right? Like we always say, like competition is always good for the consumer. So price drops are always welcome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good to see. Like I said, competition is always like you said, like this is the best thing for the consumer. So we also got some more details on Asus's ROG Ally. This is their portable game console. And this is going to be one with real hardware. We've seen this image before of kind of what's in it, but we don't know what this AMD processor is. We know it's AMD based. And the cool thing about it is that somebody on these people, they always find these shipment manifests. And this one says handheld console RC71L, Ryzen 7 7840U, which is basically like an APU that uses Zen 4 based and RDNA 3 based. You know, so you see that and you see some, again, people, you know, seeing the RC7L on the back of here and all that kind of stuff on the handheld itself. So people are really low. I think a lot of people are really looking forward to this. I don't know. Like we talked about it. I wish that I played enough games for the, like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like in my free time, I try to leave the house, you know, and I'm not sitting there playing games. And for the most part, like if I do just kind of veg out, like I sit on social media or I watch YouTube for the most part.
Yeah. You don't play games. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't play games, but this is going to be a really cool system. We'll have some more details because we have got some more details on it that I can't talk about right now, but there's some cool stuff with this handheld that's going to be coming out. So definitely stay tuned for that. Here's something that I'm 1000% I want, and I don't necessarily think I'd use it, but I definitely want it, is that AOU, they teased a 49-inch super ultra wide with a 360 hertz refresh rate.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Give me that. Okay. Yeah, so 32:9 aspect ratio, of course, 360 hertz refresh rate, 1000R curve on this thing too. So this thing is real curvy. And again, you need, I mean, if you're pushing that at that full res.
Yeah, you got to have quite the card.
Yeah, you really, really do. But I like it that refresh rates keep on going up. It's always good, even if you don't have the power for it. Like monitor typically lasts a decently long time. So, you know, you can get up to getting that higher end card or something like that. But I like seeing it. I'm on 120 hertz, 49-inch, and I don't know. I've been looking at different displays. Maybe I'll upgrade, but I don't know. I don't think I could do two screens because I was looking at a couple of different.
Oh my gosh.
Different things, or like getting another 49-inch to put up top,
up above,
like,
yeah.
But like, where would I
the put, same?
But like, where would I put this camera? This camera is above my monitor right now. Like, where would it go? You know. So I don't know what I'm gonna do, but we'll figure that out. We'll make a whole series on YouTube about it. Maybe. We saw the all black version of EK's EK Nucleus AIO. They have made an all-white version as well, but this is their Lux DRGB version. I think this looks awesome. I mean, it's going to match pretty much, nice. Especially in a system like this, the height Y60, it's going to match up quite well, being that it is all-white and all that kind of stuff. So they put that out. I forget the pricing on these. These are – did you do the Lux DRGB version when you reviewed it? Yeah, so Ryan already reviewed the normal version of this. But yeah, check this out
We did the 360 black version.
Nice. Not the matte black version. Just the black version.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. The matte black version doesn't have the RGB on anything. It's just...
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, in the RGB realm... NZXT announced a new generation of their Kraken and Kraken Elite coolers, as well as their H series cases. I still think they kind of just like, remember when they came out with these, like it was like a big deal, you know, and we've seen some other ones from some other companies, but I think, I don't know. They're, like I said, I think they've done a really, really good job on these, especially.
I think it's like 640x640 resolution on this one.
Yeah.
And even the previous generation looked great. A lot of cool stuff you can do with these. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like you can see the Spotify integration, which I think is super cool on this one. And yeah, so those are new. Pricing on those. The Kraken, just the normal. The 240 is $139.99. And then you go up to the highest end, which would be the Kraken 360 RGB. That's $219.99. Kraken Elite starts at $139.99. Oh, they're the same price. The Kraken 360 RGB Elite is $219.99 as well. They have the new cases there as well, too. So check that out. Two new stuff. I think we're in like a lot of... We're coming up to... Computex is coming up. Going to have a lot of new announcements for all that stuff as well. So the last thing is that I saw Half-Life news, and I was like... Maybe the new game's coming out. No, not a new game. Half-Life 2 gets path tracing support. Of course, that's the new thing now when it comes to games that are going to be support. We talked about it with Cyberpunk. Somebody made a gave Half-Life 2 path tracing support with NVIDIA RTX Remix. We have some screenshots as well as a video if you want to check it out. I mean, it's going to look awesome, but
yeah,
I want a new Half-Life. Do you think we'll ever see a new Half-Life?
I don't.
A PC really game? Because we did see, what was the VR game?
Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah. Somebody made a mod of that too to make it so you didn't need the headset.
Yes.
But
I don't know. And I think it's been so long, and like hype was there for a long time. And I feel like it's died off, right? It's almost like there's a new generation of gamers that may not even like care about Half-Life. And it's just like people like our age that care about it. And then Half-Life 3, you know, if they were to bring it out, like you've got this new generation that's like, who cares about Half-Life? And then you're like, oh, well, you could play them and find the story, and like nobody's gonna want to play Half-Life 1 looking the way it does in 2023, or you know what I mean.
I think you can still play through Half-Life 2.
Yeah, you can play through 2 and it'll still look decent. But I think it's, you've got such a storyline and hype to live up to that it'll never be able to live up to its, you know, hype.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever see a Half-Life 3. I would hope, but who knows? But like I said, I mean, we did get new Counter-Strike, right?
True.
So maybe there is some support or some people working on it that we don't know about. Who knows? But that is it for news for the week. We'll talk about what we have coming up next week. I did say that I was going to review this Lexar Ares RGB DDR5, but then they're like, oh, no, we want the review on this date. So pushed it back. So Lexar, we reviewed their original DDR5. They've added RGB memory, they added RGB lighting to it. So you'll be able to get that nice RGB lighting with their memory. So I have that. I also have a very affordable air cooler from Johnsbow. We've never reviewed anything from them before. This is their PISA A5 gray, single tower, single fan, RGB lighting. I believe this is $30 on Amazon, or not much more than that. It's very affordable. So I'll be testing this out and I'll be telling you guys about it. It could be the new Hyper 212, you know, at its price
point. It looks very similar.
Yeah. And again, the new Hyper 212s are like $50, $60.
They're expensive now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they've at least gone up in price.
Yeah. So this is not all that expensive. So I'll have that for you guys next week. Also, stay tuned for a video on that Trident X2 system from MSI. I'll be making a video that's going to drop on our YouTube. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully I get that done over the weekend. But that is basically it. At the end, Ryan, if you wanted to, or Old Man, if you're still in the chat, if you wanted to look up the games that are available on Epic, or some free game stuff going on, we always talk about that. Ryan, did you do anything tech-related? I know you were having some computer issues, which was kind of funny.
What do you mean computer issues?
You're having some issues with exporting a video?
That was software, and I don't call that computer issues.
Okay.
Newegg has a team group. Yeah.
A team group MS30 M.2 $217. But that, yeah, price of $17 for a M.2.
No, it's a SATA SSD, but still.
$17.
Yeah, and he also mentioned that Half-Life 2 was in 2004. Good Lord.
Yeah, we are definitely old.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else tech-related
besides computer issues? I don't think so. No, it wasn't computer issues. That was just me struggling. I was on the struggle bus with, like you said, some software. So
okay.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
I mean, I've obviously been working on reviews. I started watching Mandalorian.
The season, or like the very beginning?
No, this season.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a couple episodes in, so I've been watching that. I don't know. Star Wars just, I don't know. I would say
I'm four episodes behind now, so.
Okay, out of all of like this, I mean, Mandalorian is like the best show. I tried to watch it. What was the other show that they put out?
Book of Boba Fett?
Yeah, it was just so bad.
You didn't like that? I enjoyed it.
The action scenes were like, I felt like it was like a B movie or a C movie, like the action scenes. It was just really bad. I didn't really get into it all that much. Maybe I'll go back and rewatch that as well. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was watching that. Hockey playoffs have started, which sadly the Penguins are not in the playoffs. And I do have to make a complaint, and I'm going to make a complaint here, is that, so I'm a cable cutter, right? I cut the cables. I don't have cable, but I have the internet, right? I have internet. Yeah. And to watch hockey games, the NHL has a deal with ESPN, so I can watch hockey games on ESPN Plus, right?
Okay.
No, you know, some games are blacked out because they're like nationally broadcast games. But for the playoffs, you need a cable. You need a cable. Like if I go to ESPN Plus, I log in with my account and I go to watch a hockey game, I need to then log in with a cable provider login to go watch the games. And it's like,
that's lame.
In my head, I'm like, it's 2023. Why is there not a streaming only option? And again, NHL is one of those leagues that like they need people. You know what I mean? It always competes with like the NBA is like, you have football and baseball, which pretty much, you know, everybody watches those things, right? But hockey and basketball, it's like, why don't you have an option for people
who make this easier to get more people in?
Yeah, because like I don't want to go to some shady streaming site to watch the playoffs. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And I'm not gonna go get cable just to watch the playoffs. Like it's the trade-off for me is not there, you know what I mean? Or like get YouTube TV. Like there's there's things that you can do, but it's like, why doesn't as the NHL have a streaming only option that I'm gladly to pay money for? It doesn't make sense. I know I'm going on a rant here, but like, it doesn't make sense for 2023 for that to be a thing. Right.
Right.
And I know like there's broadcasting deals and things like that, but it's just like, this was like maybe 3 or 4. This is like when I still lived in Pittsburgh, but like the NHL had like their own streaming service called NHL TV. And this is before they had the partnership with ESPN. And you paid for the yearly thing where you could watch every game, which I did. And then for the playoffs, you paid like a little bit extra to watch all the games in the playoffs. And that was like 4 years ago. Why don't you have that now? Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Well, because they have deals with, you know, everybody else.
Yeah, it's just bad. The whole thing's bad. But in any case, that's my rant. That's what I've been up to this week. Just, upset. Yeah, being upset and then being upset the Penguins aren't in the playoffs. You know, so I got to root for other teams and, you know.
Real cranky.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to play Apex. So yeah. I'm cranky. We're going to go ahead and play Apex. Before that, Old Man says Beyond Blue and Never Alone, they're going to be free on the Epic Games Store tomorrow. So stay tuned for that if you are listening now. Of course, by the time you listen to this on audio, those will be available. Thank you for that, Old Man. So like I said, we are going to play some Apex. So for everybody tuning in on Twitch, the stream will go down for a second and then come right back up. For everybody who's on YouTube or Facebook, just go to twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan will be hosting that stream. So definitely yell at him. Tell him he's horrible at the game and all that stuff. Get in there and yell at him. So we will be over there. But we appreciate everybody coming out, everybody in the live chat. And we will see everybody next week.